Jackson is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is, June 4th, and we're going to be sitting down and talking about Gotham's episode called Pretty Hate Machine that aired Monday night on the 29th of May on Fox. Alongside of me from the VRO.com, a.k.a. Variety Radio Online, I got Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hey, Mike.
Before you knew what was going on, people, Gothamites, I asked Amy what she was doing. Apparently, she is putting some kind of solution on her feet. Within a couple of business days, her feet are going to peel like a lizard or a snake, giving her 2-year-old soft skin feet.
Yep, and the product is called Babyfoot. We are not sponsored by Babyfoot, but if this works out, hey, maybe they'll sponsor us.
So so did someone tell you, like, girl, your feet are funky?
No, nobody said my feet were funky. I think my feet were funky. It's because I don't wear shoes that often. I run around barefoot a lot.
Right.
Or in sandals or, you know, not tennis shoes. And I had a friend's like, she wants to try it, but she's not trying it. I'm basically the guinea pig. But I did all this research online, and I've watched all these women's feet, just like the skin, dead skin, peel.
Okay,
like crazy.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Okay. So basically what you're telling us is that your friend pretty much said, girl, your feet are funky. You try it first.
But her feet are funky like mine. So
that's what I'm saying. But it's obvious that she feels that.
My feet, yeah. She feels before and after.
She feels your feet are funkier than hers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens when you live in the country. You don't wear shoes out there.
No.
Y'all just barefoot, drinking moonshine.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way.
How we do it.
By the way, happy Moonshine Day. It was last week. I thought about you.
Aww.
All right, so let's talk Gotham.
Yes, let's talk Gotham. Oh my god.
Okay, so I'm curious. Did you like this episode?
I did like this episode.
Yay!
I liked you so much. I Twittered you and I said, "Shh, I'm watching."
I know, which was amazing because normally you don't have positive things to say about it.
No,
because it's just been kind of like you like certain characters, but then you're not liking some other people more than others.
Yeah. I don't like Lee. Let's just put that
there. Okay, but hold on. I even tweeted out, and I think that's why you tweeted me. I am really – now, you know as well as I do, you haven't liked Lee since the beginning. If anybody listens to the past recap shows of ours, you're not a fan of that. Me, I liked, and then she got all blah, 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 and then I just didn't like her. But with the virus –
I still don't like her.
She's hot and sexy and a sly psychotic. I'm liking her.
No, I don't like her. You like those crazy women.
No.
You talk about me and my following serial killer.
No.
And you like the crazy nutty women because you didn't like Barbara until she got nutty.
One, you just like crazy psychotic people like from the following. Like you actually would write pen pals. If any serial killers wrote you, you'd be like, oh my God, guess what? He wrote me. You would literally write. I'm not doing any writing. What I like about these characters that are start off kind of like, you know, normal and then they get crazy. I just like the fact because they make really good villains, you know? So I think Lee like this, she's going to give Jim a run for his money.
Yeah, Gordon's going to come to you 1 year, and he's going to be like, so do you remember saying this on air? That's why she's dead.
I mean, it's obvious at the end of this episode, she pretty much tells him, hey, when you're ready, come look me up. And so, I mean, it's obvious that either she's going to be saved or she's going to die.
I hope she dies.
I know
you do.
And
I hope they save Jim. But would have you took it? Would you, like knowing what was going to happen? Would you took that cure?
I would have taken the virus.
You took the virus
just because it's a bigger, you know, you, and that's Jim. And I mean, I'm just a good person. You probably wouldn't have taken it. You probably would have died. But for me, I would have taken it to save the city, and that's exactly what he did.
You know? And he did save the city. So do you think Jim can live with this?
He didn't save the city.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. He was attempting. He found the bomb.
That's true. He failed because freaking
Yeah, it went off. Oh, no, we've got some crazy people going on. I mean, I thought it was going to be explosions all through Gotham, but it was just...
And that's what I don't like about her. Why did she stop him?
Stop who?
Why'd she stop Jim?
I think she wasn't stopping. I think she just kind of... No, she... I think she just...
She stopped him. He was getting ready to stop that bomb, and she stopped him.
You know, I think that was just her way of... I don't know. I don't think there was a motive. I don't think she cared. I think that when she made the comment saying, oh, it looks like we're going to have some company, I don't think she cares either way. It's all about Jim. And she's like a psychotic, crazy ex-girlfriend. Like, she really likes him. It's going to be weird. I think it's going to be a really good cat or mouse kind of thing. I'm excited.
I don't know. I don't like her.
I know you're not.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, the good thing about it is Monday night is a 2-hour season finale. Ooh! And did you see the ending?
No, I didn't see any previews. I saw the smoke go up.
Ra's al Ghul is making his appearance on Gotham.
Okay, so the one guy is not him.
No, the Shaman?
Yeah.
No.
Because you and I thought that.
No. When I saw that, when he started saying they had the demon at the end, the Shane was telling Bruce, I was like, wait a second, I've heard this before. Because you and I are not big comic book, you know, followers. No. I had to do a little research on this, but I am familiar with that because, of course, I watch Arrow. I don't know if you are still
continuing
watching. Yes, I
watch Arrow.
I knew you were watching it, and then I wasn't sure if you were watching it or, you know, not at all or whatever.
Stephen Amell, of course I watch Arrow.
Oh, God. Okay, so we're familiar with Ra's al Ghul, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I'm excited. And then I did a little research. I found the website called therap.com, and I didn't know this until as soon as I saw Ra's al Ghul, I was like, oh, Ra's al Ghul coming to Gotham? And this article came up. And basically, it was just talking about how Gotham and Fox had got this guy. This guy that his name is... We know him. Are you still watching Game of Thrones?
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
You've never watched Game of Thrones?
No, you know this.
I don't remember. Maybe
never
I just
watched it.
Maybe I erased that because I just thought you were a total loser. How do you not watch Game of Thrones? Either way, he plays Dorian Martell in Game of Thrones. Of course, if you watch Game of Thrones, we all see what happens. But
I will Google him.
But he also plays Dr. Bashir on Star Trek. I don't watch Star Trek, but yeah, this guy
like,
here.
Star Trek, the movie Star Trek or the TV show Star Trek?
Oh my God, I believe it's the TV show.
I'm going to Google him.
Yeah, so his name, I can't find his name. Siddig
is
his last
name. Who did he
name.
Play on Game of Thrones?
Alexander Siddig.
Okay.
Alexander Siddig. I like this guy, and I think he's going to play a dope Ra's al Ghul. And in the end credits, he's definitely giggling in the background. I'm like, oh, yes! So, of course, he's going to be in charge. Because that's when I saw the commercial. I was like, those look like assassins. And it's, of course, the League of Shadows, his group, his international crime organization. But yeah, I'm excited. So excited to see Ra's al Ghul show up in this. Because I think this is where he and Bruce finally meet. Because, of course, Liam Neeson played Ra's al Ghul in Batman.
Yeah.
In the movies. So, I'm excited. So excited. I can tell I'm more excited than you are.
Well, I didn't see the preview, so, and I don't know who this guy is, so I'm not excited yet, but I am pretty
but
excited
you know
to
who
see what's going to... I know, I'm pretty excited to see what's going to happen, because...
Stop it. You can't... No. All of us can tell that you're just like, who's Ra's al Ghul?
Whatever. I want to talk about fish.
All right, so let's talk about that, because I know when I was watching it, I did not see that coming. As soon as she walked in, I was like, first I was like, oh, yeah! And then the other part of me was like, oh, Amy's going to be pissed. Because you've never...
And I thought the exact same thing. As soon as I saw it said a guest star...
I didn't see that. I didn't see that
part.
Yeah,
I saw it. I was like, yo, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, Gothamites, Amy has not been a fan of fish since day one as well.
No. And but something happened in this episode. I don't know if it's her saving Penguin or the way she walked in and put Barbara and Butch and Tabitha in their place. I like fish.
Wow.
Like, I'm hoping she stays around. Because Penguin said something that, you know, Barbara and Tabitha and Butch wouldn't even be worthy enough to sit at Falcone's table. And that's what I'm kind of hoping Gotham goes back to.
Ah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fish running stuff and Falcone running stuff.
So it's almost coming back to season one.
Yeah.
But with Fish power now. I mean, she's got, I don't know, it seems like Fish used her little mind control on you.
She did.
I really thought you
could
were
do that.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be I was pumped. I was excited. I did not see that come, cuz I was like, "Oh man, the cops are getting there. It's going to be gunfire." And then she walks in. I was like, "Oh, this is awesome." So and then for her, just, I mean, I was with Butch. I mean, she walked in and pretty much just looked up, you know, Riddler up and down and said, taking him. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, he's, I mean, is she going to, like, kill him or?
I don't think she's going to kill him. I think, I don't know. I think they could run things together. I don't know. I think Fish is, she's a smart businesswoman. But I know that she knows that, I don't know. I have a feeling that she saved Penguin, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Penguin's going to kind of bite his tongue, maybe. And let's do it together. I don't know. I don't know. I'm excited. I don't know what to think. But when she walked in, boom!
She won me over. She did. She must have touched me through the TV.
I think she did. It was definitely good seeing Barbara and Tabitha. Ivy is extra hot in this episode, by the way. I don't know. It's her perfume. It's her perfume. I see her on the TV. I smell. I'm like... And it, whatever.
Okay, because honestly, she acts like a 12-year-old.
You know what? She's got, yeah, she's, but hey, I'm not going that route. I'm not thinking. See, you would think that. So.
Yeah, I'd be like, her mentality is a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well, you know what? She's hot in real life. There you go. Is that better?
Yeah, she is hot in real life.
Yeah, she's a
beautiful woman.
Yeah, so it was good seeing her. I definitely loved the scene. I always like the scenes between her and Penguin. You know,
I think they're, like, I did too. More, I don't know what I like about it, but I do like it. Like, I'd like to see them team up more.
No, they're definitely good. And it's obvious that she's got Penguin's back, you know,
yeah.
And Selina, you know.
Selina's got, whose back does Selina have other than her own?
I think she's mad. I think she's just heard about her mom, so she's looking out for herself. I think she had a wall, and it was coming down when her mom came, and Bruce was coming in there, and then this whole mom thing just threw up that big, giant wall and more, and she is straight looking out for herself. So, I don't know. I think, because I thought that conversation that Alfred and her had last episode of, like, helping find Bruce, I mean, she's not helping find Bruce. She's looking out for herself or helping out Ivy.
Yeah.
You know, her real friend. So, and then, of course, she wants the Bridget also. So, I don't know. Next Monday night. I mean, we got tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
2 hours. Woo! And I see freaking Bridget, freaking Firefly and ice and guns and, oh, dude. It's
now, are you hoping they leave us on, like, a major cliffhanger? Are you like, please let it be done and we start next season?
No. I'm fine either way. I love Gotham so much that it's one of those things where, I mean, every episode is on point. So it's like, if they left us on a big giant cliffhanger, I'd be like, ah, as long as everything goes well. And then bam, cliffhanger, I'd be like, oh, amazing. That's it. And I think that's how it's going to be. I think it's just going to be so much, you know, it's got to be explosive.
Yeah.
It's got to be explosive. And I'll take that. And now, if it were boring, you know, and it's like a bunch of little cliffhangers, and then that I'd be like, no, but I'm expecting explosions. I want a fight. It's got to be a fight. Definitely got to be a fight.
I'll be fine if they don't leave me hanging and Gordon still got the cure. I still, like, got the virus in him and he's not cured yet.
I'm wondering how that's going to be. I'm wondering if we're going to, I mean, because obviously he can bring the virus up and back and forth, you know, so I'm wondering if he's going to be in with the virus. Is Lucius going to help them control it better? Or are they going to try to cure him? I don't know. I don't think they have a cure yet, do they?
No.
Yeah, so he's just, I think, controlling it the best that he can. And I think they're going to need it because he's got to fight. I mean, a battle's coming. A war is definitely coming.
Yeah, they're going to need him. But which side is he going to be on?
I think he's going to be on Gotham's side. I mean, he's definitely going to have to try to find Bruce. I mean, Bruce is locked up. And there is an interview between, you see the commercial where Alfred and Bruce are talking to each other. And Bruce is warning Alfred that, you know, the devil's coming, dragon's head, whatever you want to call it, Ra's.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's how it gets introduced. I'm excited. Season finale is going to be sick. Sick!
So we'll know tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Monday night on Fox, season finale. You and I will recap it. And we're probably going to have to try to get on before that, before Sunday.
Yeah.
My schedule's a little bit crazy.
I know it is. And that's why I'm perfectly fine with working around your schedule.
So we will see what happens. But other than that, I think we're done. Explosive episode.
Yeah, this was a great episode. This is a 10 all the way.
I'm very surprised. I really thought you were not going to like it because you don't like Lee. And then her having the virus magnifies the unlikeliness of you for her.
See, that's Fish. What I think I like. Why I like these episodes, because they give me characters to hate,
right.
And then they give me characters to love. As much as I want Lee dead, yeah, when she's dead, I will kind of feel bad, because I kind of like her character, but I don't like her character, you understand what I mean?
No, I don't.
No,
you're
never
confused.
Mind. I kind of like Fish's character, but I don't like Fish's character. I just hate Lee altogether.
Yeah, all right. Got the picture now. All right. So before we go, big shout outs going out to Gotham Addicts. I always forget to say what's up to them. You can check out there. They got a Facebook page group. I have it pulled up here. Let's see here. It's facebook.com/groups/Gotham Addicts. You can follow them on Twitter as well. So they're big, giant Gotham fans as well as us, but I think they're bigger than us.
And yeah, they are much bigger than us. If you want your Gotham stuff, head over there for sure.
Yeah, and then we have Gotham TV Podcast, the unofficial podcast about Gotham at the Irish release pace. I feel so bad for these guys because every time I see them post something, I'm like, oh my God, you're so behind. It gets so much better, you know? And they're just like, I know, we're trucking along. Did I say that right? Is that a bit of an accent? That was but they're in Ireland. And
your Irish accent was terrible.
Damn. I thought it was good.
No, yeah. You still need to work on that.
They're from Dublin, Ireland, the Gotham TV Podcast .com/iTunes. And then, I guess their website here is GothamTVPodcast.com. So they're dope and they're posting stuff up. I think they went to some kind of convention. These bastards took some pictures with some people, and I hate these guys because they get to meet everybody.
Listen to Mike fangirl over you guys. It's great.
No, I'm just saying, like, I you know what? It, you know, yeah, they get to go to do all the stuff and yeah, whatever. I got it above them because we're already at season finale and they're not. So, yeah, every time I see their post, I'm like, oh, that was a good one. And I always want to say something like, oh, wait till you – but I don't. I don't spoil it.
Yeah.
I don't do that to them.
See, that would be hard for us.
What?
Because we work with on social media and stuff like that, and we'd be spoiled.
Oh, you definitely would. Yeah. Oh, no, there's – I mean, I really, some of these shows that I watch, I have to get offline. Like, the premiere episode of Fear of the Walking Dead returns tonight – and as soon as that sucker starts, I'm off my phone. Like, I say goodbye, everybody, and I don't get on. And if I don't watch it, I stay off until I even tell my wife. I'm like, look, we can't get online. And she'll be like, it's too late. I'm like, shut up. Don't I want to hear it. I think we would be spoiled like crazy.
Yeah, we would.
So, but luckily, we're not. Well, at least me. You like to read all that stuff ahead of stuff.
Actually, I haven't had time to sit down and read anything.
Good. It's about time you do it the right way and not read crap and then figure out what's going to go on.
I know.
All right. So Amy McCracken can be found on Variety Radio Online. You can search that online, and they've got the blog, the podcast, the freaking YouTube channel, Tumblr, and everything else. But the website, straight to it, thevro.com, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Everything is there. And I know, Amy, what are you at? Twitter, the VRO on Twitter?
Yeah, the VRO on Twitter, and then Instagram, Variety Radio Online. You have to follow us there to win our giveaways. So yes. I know a lot of people are like, how do we win your giveaways? That's how you win them. Follow us there, and you can win them.
So Instagram, that's the way to go.
Yes.
The Variety Radio Online on Instagram, right?
Yes.
I'm just making sure. Are you going to give out your stuff, or you're just like, no, go to Variety Radio Online?
No, because I've got stalkers now because of you.
Yeah! Well, it's because they know that you know, we do have a couple of people that are incarcerated that listen, and I'm sure they listen to you.
Yep. I live in West Virginia, y'all.
Yeah, with no shoes on. people, if you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, if you scroll to the top, you'll see something that says podcasts. Everything is there just in case you don't get this stuff, but, Talking Gotham on iTunes. So you can go to iTunes and search, Talking Gotham, or audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. It's there as well. But like I said, the blog, podcast on the top, Twitter and Instagram, Mike, the movie guy, and, Snapchat's on the blog. iwatchmike on Facebook. Everything's on the blog. So go check that out. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, all the retweets, the likes, all that good stuff. We appreciate it because we're just fans of the show. And I guess everybody else have a great Sunday, fun day, and upcoming week. And then don't forget, two-hour season finale. I will not be online during this season finale because I do not want to get spoiled. Amy, do not text me or tweet me. Or anything.
Oh, I'm gonna tweet you. I can't watch it until the next day anyways.
Oh, you're screwed, so I'm gonna ruin it for you. Since you like to be ruined, I'm gonna be like, oh my god, so and so died and da 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 da. In fact, you know, I think I'm gonna do the recap myself Monday night. You hadn't seen it, then I'll send it to you.
That's messed up.
That's a friend. That's a friend.
That's messed up.
Alright, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Mike. Goodbye, internet.
Peace.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
Fall apart without a fight. My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.